Start off, I'm going to review the last couple days I spent in New York City hitting some great jazz clubs and listening to some really fine musicians. We're going to start off with the legendary pianist. His name's Harold Mayburn, and this is from a trio album on Smoke Sessions Records, Right on Time. We're going to hear My Favorite Things.
Thank you.
Harold Mayburn, his trio, along with John Weber on bass and the great Joe Farnsworth on drums. We saw them at Small's Jazz Club two nights ago in New York City, and what a great performance he did that night. Kind of unexpected. I don't know. I wasn't aware he was playing that evening. I guess I was concentrating on the earlier shows. We saw some of that as well. But Harold Mayburn came in at about 10:30 at Small's and just killed it. Just played with such power and such energy, as you heard there in that trio album. We're gonna hear another one from this. I love the composition made famous by Miles Davis, written by Victor Feldman. I guess they both get credit on this, but the name of the track is Seven Steps to Heaven. Once again, Harold Mayburn Trio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Joe Farnsworth. John Weber, thank you so much. If you count it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 steps.
Thank you.
Brandi Younger, great harp player from her album Wax and Wane. And we heard two tracks from that album, starting with Afro Harping. Actually, that was the last one you heard, was Afro Harping. And before that, we heard Essence of Ruby. And we started out that track with a beautiful, beautiful piece by Ravi Coltrane from his album Blending Times for Toria. And that particular piece is a trio with Ravi Coltrane on saxophones, Brandi Younger on harp, and the late, great Charlie Hayden, who wrote that piece on bass for Toria, written for Alice Coltrane. And we saw that performed in New York City on my recent trip on Tuesday evening at the Jazz Gallery. Just a great setting at a very nice, intimate performance space. Not really a club per se, but more of a jazz performance space, the Jazz Gallery. And they featured Ravi Coltrane doing a tribute to the music of his mother, Alice Coltrane. And it was just great, with using a lot of the instrumentation that Alice Coltrane used, including the Wurlitzer organ. A very interesting sound. So I really enjoyed that. And my trip to New York City with my lovely wife, Claire, and my son's girlfriend kind of followed us around to all the jazz clubs as well. So we were glad to have Jen with us as well. And just a couple great evenings in New York. All right, we've been talking about a tribute to Alice Coltrane. Let's hear from Alice Coltrane herself, from her last studio recording, Translinear Light. I want to play a couple tracks from that, starting with Blue Nile. We'll be right back. Yes, that's two from great Alice Coltrane, from her final studio release, Translinear Light. Just a fine album. And featuring Alice Coltrane on piano, Wurlitzer organ and synthesizer, Ravi Coltrane on tenor and soprano sax. Charlie Hayden was on bass on the last track you heard, the title track, Translinear Light. And before that, we heard Blue Nile, and that one had James Genus on bass. And to round out that group is either Jack DeJohnette, who you heard on Translinear Light, or Jeff Tane Watts on Blue Nile. Wonderful album, as I said, Alice Coltrane, Translinear Light. We heard the two tracks, the title track and Blue Nile. All right, time now is 9:55. Well, we're going to continue on with some more tunes. I love reviewing some of the live music I've heard recently. And last weekend, we had the chance to go to the Side Door Jazz Club in Old Lyme, Connecticut. And if you stay tuned, I'll be giving away some tickets in the next hour for the Side Door Jazz Club. More on that later. But right now, we're going to hear from a really fine vocalist. Her name is Melissa Morgan. And she was appearing at the Side Door last weekend. Had a chance to go along with some other WWUH listeners who had won tickets to that as well. And I got to meet one of them, so that was fun as well. So we're going to hear two from Melissa Morgan. We're going to hear one from each of her two albums. We're going to start out with The Lamp Is Low from the album Until I Met You.
Dream beside me in the midnight glow. The lamp is low. Dream and watch the shadows come and go. The lamp is low. Why you linger in my arms? My lips will sigh, I love you so. Dream the sweetest dream you'll ever know. Tonight the moon is high, the lamp is low. Dream beside me in the midnight glow. The lamp is low. Dream and watch the shadows come and go. The lamp is low. While you linger in my arms, my lips will sigh, I love you so. Dream the sweetest dream you'll ever know. Tonight the moon is high, the lamp is low. Midnight glow, the lamp is low. Dream and watch the shadows come and go. The lamp is low. Oh, while you linger in my arms, lips will sigh, I love you so. Dream, the sweetest dream you'll ever know. Tonight the moon is high, the lamp is low.
Time is 10 o'clock. You are listening to WWUH West Hartford 91.3 FM. Also, you can hear us on WDJW Summers 89.7 FM and streaming online at WWUH.org.
And then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. But you don't know me. I never knew the art of making love, though my heart ached with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. A chance you might love me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away, teardrops fill my eye. To never, never, never know the one who loved you so. But you don't know me. Thank you. my chance go by. A chance you might love me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away. Teardrops fill my eye. To never, never, never but you don't know me.
I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening.